views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help awaken as many moms as I possibly can to their vibrant, powerful self so that we can all help to increase awareness, increase compassion, and even collaboration in the world. Today, I have a woman on the line with me whose mission is very similar to mine. Her name is Franziska Staumann. And Franziska has dedicated the last 20 years of her life to travel, natural living, and self-development. On her path to self-discovery, she spent many days at silence retreats in Europe, Asia, and Australia. She learned Reiki, she developed a strong meditation practice, and even created her own brand of flower essences. I find that so intriguing. Anyway, now she's ready to share what she's learned with others, moms especially, and help them remember how to put themselves first so that they can live a fulfilling and inspired life, whatever their situation. Doesn't that sound wonderful and kind of familiar? Today, Franziska is going to share ideas to help women who may have lost themselves a little bit in motherhood or even in other relationships in their life, which I think sounds totally fantastic because it's really easy for many women, moms especially, to lose that deep core connection with themselves and to start to feel like they're somehow not worthy or maybe they're too busy or it would be too selfish for them to look after their own needs first. So wherever you might fall on that continuum, I think that you will really enjoy today's show. Franziska, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you so much for that. What a beautiful introduction. I'm really excited to be on your show today.
Oh, awesome. Well, I am thrilled to have you here as my guest. So thank you so much. I thought we'd start by going right into that incredibly important topic of self-care and nurturing. And so I thought maybe you could give us a quick idea of what those things mean to you and then tie in how important they are to our well-being.
So for me, the most important thing is continuously taking out time to myself and spend that with things that I enjoy doing, may it be dancing or going for walks out in nature. And in particular, for me, I discovered, you know, being in nature is something that just recharges me instantly because we give so much of our time to our partners and children and, you know, constant activities that it's so easy to get worn out by those. So I generally feel like when my energies start getting low that I need to step out of that mama zone and remove myself and find something that inspires me or just holds me and gives me that peace of mind.
Nice. So basically what you're saying there then is that self-care really is about finding out what you enjoy and then doing it?
Yes.
Could it really be that simple?
Yes, it is.
And what about nurturing? Would you say that that's different or the same thing?
Well, probably along the same line. I guess another thing, nurturing, I tend to go out and find, for example, allow myself to get a massage, you know, where I now I enjoy touch with other people. So I now when I when I go there and I relax and somebody, you know, gives me that nurturing, it's, you know, it feels a little bit different. It's like because it involves another person.
Nice. So you're actually kind of taking that a step further. I've never looked at it that way before, but I love the idea then that nurturing is where you're actually maybe getting some help with your own healing or processing or releasing tension or whatever. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Because it's so easy, isn't it? In our day to day world, you know, like it's pretty busy these days and, you know, so many things to consider and do. So I think it's really important to sometimes get that influence from somebody else because it allows us to get a different perspective of something that we possibly couldn't access ourselves.
Absolutely. Or we simply won't. You know, in full disclosure, I had a very busy day today. And of course, you're in Australia. I'm here in Manitoba, which means this is an evening interview for me. And I told myself about half an hour ago, you have to get up and go for a walk. Go outside, do something, because you can't just sit here and work right through. Not only is that not okay for you, but you're going to talk with this wonderful woman about nurturing and self-care. And what are you practicing? So I had to give myself heck a little bit.
Yeah, good on you, Debbie.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it takes a constant reminder to yourself, doesn't it? It's quite a commitment that needs to happen on a sort of weekly or daily or monthly basis that you say, and you know what? I'm just going to stop here and I'm going to do this.
Yes. Well, and that's the thing. That's, I think, a really critical part is it is so continual. And so you can think that you're good at it and maybe you take a hot bath sometimes. That's part of your self-care ritual. But if you're only doing that a couple times a week, that's not truly self-care. We're talking about something far more than that, about your daily needs and even your moment by moment needs, right?
Mm. Yeah. And I think it's really important that you listen to yourself as an individual every time of the day, what that is that you need on a daily basis. You know, it can vary every day. Sometimes it is that you just need a sleep because you've been.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So would you have an example, like maybe from your own life or someone that you know who wasn't doing a good job of self-care and, you know, just how it was affecting them, if they managed to turn things around, you know, or what they did? Would you have an example top of mind?
Well, probably my own example I can talk about straight away there is, I guess when my daughter was born, it was a really busy time for me and adjusting to, you know, being a mother. And I felt like I needed to be the best mom in the world and be there for everything and give and give and give. But eventually I kind of really burned out and found myself in a place of feeling depressed and my biggest realization of learning to come out of that depression was pretty much that it was that self-care, that nurturing that had to happen for me to pull myself back.
Yes, and isn't that often the case? I mean, we get so caught up in looking after other people, and sometimes it's not even other people, sometimes even work. You're so caught up in your work, and people will say to me, but I love my work, so it's not a problem. And it's not a problem, providing they're still taking that time and checking in and noticing how they're feeling, because burnout can sneak up on you pretty fast.
Oh, yes, it does.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it's so much harder once you reach that place of burnout. It's so much harder to get back on track instead of, you know, recognizing it earlier on and doing something about it then. Because I believe we always get little nudges in our day-to-day life when we feel like, you know, when we start burning out, you know, where we feel like, oh, I feel a bit tired or don't feel quite right. And instead of listening to those early signs, we keep pushing, pushing, pushing. And I have been a candidate for that, you know, and then realizing eventually, oh my God, like it's really too late. Now I need to do something about it.
Yes, Absolutely. I think that is such a critical thing. And in fact, what it makes me think of is, you know, when we have forest fires, they're a very important thing to happen because you get all the new growth from it. So it's not the end of the world when these things happen to us. But if you think about it, it takes a lot longer to regrow that whole forest than it does if you catch it early and yes. are able to stop it. So let's unpack this a little bit further. What would you say to a mom who's feeling unhappy or any other form of emotional dissatisfaction in her life? What would you say to her to help her tune into what's going on?
Okay. So first I probably would start with, you need to have a really good look at what's happening in your life. So what is like the continuous thing that shows up for you in your thoughts or, you know, in your physical day-to-day life that you're feeling unhappy or frustrated about? Because this is generally where your answer lies. So mm-hmm. once you can identify it and realize it and see it, that's when you can start making adjustments and changes to what's happening. And then I think it's important then to really listen into your intuition and what is it trying to say to you, and deeply trust, because I think we're all deeply connected to our own intuition. It's just often choose to ignore what fundamentally and naturally comes to us. And I think that's where the pitfall is.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like it's buried sometimes. So it's, mm-hmm. we've turned it down. We've silenced it like our phones, you know, we've put it on vibrate. Yep. We silenced it so we don't hear it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very nice. So now you kind of touched on this, but I think it's something that's worth going into a little bit deeper. In your bio, you talk about natural living. And so I'm wondering if you can expand a bit on that. Maybe tell us what you mean by this and share some examples of how people might apply it to their own life.
Mm. Well, natural living for me means, I guess, having a healthy diet that includes a lot of, you know, fresh food, less processed things. It means, you know, including exercise into your day-to-day life, something that keeps your body healthy and strong. And also bringing in practices like meditation or, you know, any spiritual practice that somebody connects with, which could be yoga or dancing, where you feel it like you deeply connect with your soul and it's something that inspires you and gives you that charge of energy. And also choosing, you know, like being a natural believer is not, you know, like not sticking so much with the mundane sort of system. I find it hard. I don't know how to say it, but, you know, not running to the chemist maybe or the doctor straight away mm-hmm. when you just have a cold, but rather looking at, okay, how can I support my system here? And with the creation of my flower essences, I often mm-hmm. find that when there is a physical symptom of, you know, some anxiety or whatever that might be, it generally goes so much deeper than just a physical symptom. It's allowing yourself to go deeper and look at what is going on for me mentally, emotionally. What is it I possibly need to look at or remove or change in my life to help me shift that place that I'm in?
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that you brought up your flower essences, because I kept thinking of them while you were talking about that. And I mean, for me, I love to use homeopathy and to drink different herbal teas and, you know, use all the things that nature has provided first. Even the massage that you talked about earlier, I'd rather go for a massage first to see if I can loosen things up than to right away go and maybe take a painkiller or a muscle relaxant or something like that. Mm. You know, so I certainly think of that with the natural living. And the part that you kind of alluded to earlier was the whole thing about nature, getting out in nature, being connected to nature. Is there anything more you'd like to add about that? Or
Actually, yes, because I was just thinking, this is like, we really need to contemplate on nature. That's what I always say. It's like, look at what nature provides to us. It gives us the air to breathe. We can grow our food on it. You know, it gives us the place to live. So I just believe that everything that we need, we can find within nature. May that be that relaxation or that herb, or the flower that we need that can help us on our path of wealth and happiness.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the truth? I mean, yep. If you don't believe it, you just need to go put your feet in a lake, or even sit beside some water, a stream gurgling along, and you just can feel that extra energy in the air and how mm-hmm. it recharges you. So, absolutely.
And the beautiful connections you can have with nature, you know, when you, like you said, when you sit on a lake and, you know, a duck comes by and, a bird flies past you. I think it's wondrous.
I do as well. I could sit and watch like dragonflies and such for hours as they land and take off and fly all around me. I'm thrilled if one lands on me. Other people look at me like I'm a little bit strange, but I'm just thrilled I talk to it. And
beautiful. It's not strange at all.
No, I kind of thought that you might see things the same way I do.
I do. Yeah.
So let's kind of shift gears here and switch over to relationships, because we know that our relationships have a huge influence on how great we feel about life or how not so great we feel. And so I'm wondering if you could talk a bit about the difference between being independent in a healthy relationship and being codependent.
Yes. Yeah, of course. So I guess I can refer to my own experience, I guess, because I didn't learn from early age what a healthy relationship is. And, you know, as it often happens for a lot of us, we're being, you know, mirrored in our parents about how to live life. And I found myself in quite a few relationships where I was looking in the other person for fulfillment, somebody that holds me and, you know, hopefully gives me what I need. But, you know, I come to the realization eventually that I just started getting frustrated, and I often found myself in a situation where I wanted to change the other person. And when I think about that now, I think of, Why do we think like that? Because we truly can't change somebody else. So the big realization for me came in my last relationship when I truly could see that I have to take responsibility for my own life. And whatever it is that I need or want, or the change I want to make, it has to happen here first. And when we do that, I think then naturally can reflect in the outside world. Does that make sense, how I explain that?
Absolutely, it does. And I think that is just so important. I remember reading Dr. Stephen Covey's, one of his many books. I just absolutely loved him. And one of his books, he was talking about how we start out being dependent on our parents as babes. You know, we can't do anything for ourselves. And then we work towards being independent and being able to do things for ourselves. And then as a family unit, we move on to being interdependent, which is where we work together towards common goals and to, you know, building something that is an entity in itself. Codependency does not come in there anyway or anywhere at all, right? So I love what you said there, because it's so important that we recognize other people do not make us happy. They cannot fulfill us. And it's interesting how much energy we can put into trying to change another. And yet it's up to them to do what they want to do. And sometimes they agree and they start to change, and then we don't like who they're changing into.
Yes,
still doing it wrong.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen so many times that people are saying, oh, you know, this little person he's changed now. He's changed. And then after a little while, it's like it's gone back to normal. And then they have another chat about it. And then it's like, oh, he's changed. He actually has changed now. So it's like that cycle that keeps continuing, but never really breaks through.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's actually a really nice segue to my next question, which is being authentic. I mean, it's a pretty hot topic right now, right? We hear everywhere, speak your truth, be your true self, you know, all of those kinds of things. So how important is it to be okay with who you are in that relationship?
Oh, it's truly important. You need to be okay to speak up about something. So, you know, I've been an example in the past too in my codependent relationships. I always try to make the situations okay, not to say something, swallow things down. Or, you know, I felt like I needed to do something to please the other person. But in the end, it just, I think it doesn't help you as an individual. It just makes you more frustrated and you hold it all in, and then eventually a big blast comes where it does all come out. And then people start to wonder, you know, well, what's happened to her, you know, because of that holding. Yes. And so now these days, I really make sure to, you know, speak what is on my mind. And sometimes there are occasions where people say, oh, this is not really what I wanted to hear. But I feel like at least I voiced what I had, what was sitting within me. And, you know, often people come around, sometimes they don't, but at least it's not something that you carry with you.
Absolutely. Well, and I think a piece of that too is setting your boundaries, right? And being clear on what you need and being willing to speak up, because so many people spend time bending themselves to kind of fit into another person's mold if they think that's what the other person wants or will like. And I think it's so important that we find out who we are and stand up for that person, because that person's worthy of it, right?
Yeah, and so important in other relationships too, you know, in the circles that you hang around with. Because I think once we, you know, get really clear on those boundaries and what's okay for us and what is not, it then allows in to, you know, when you put up those boundaries, sometimes people drop away. They've been in your life for quite a while, but then it actually allows for fresh people to come in that actually can give you what you truly need.
Yes. And you know, sometimes those people actually were in your life to push you to grow in a certain way. And when you set and enforce that boundary, you've actually completed that growth, and it's okay now for them to move on. Now, I know most people don't think of their relationships in that way, but it is so true that many of our relationships that fall away because we were done with the learning that we needed to get from that relationship. So yeah, very nice. So I talk a lot about tuning into inner wisdom, and I think you do as well. So can you share why you think it's important to trust your instincts, listen to your inner message of your soul, that kind of thing?
Well, I think it just makes life that little bit easier. Like I mentioned in the beginning, you know, if we don't listen to that gut instincts that are coming up for us, we ignore it. We can find ourselves further down the track kind of thinking, oh my God, where have I ended up? So if the more we in tune and listen to our heart and intuition, I think it can guide us to make those transitions. I mean, life in itself can be so challenging sometimes, isn't it? When we experience is being thrown at us. But when we tuned in, it just helps us to navigate it, I believe.
Yes, absolutely. I think it gives us hints as to what to do next or where to go. And as long as we pay attention to those, we don't feel so lost.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it can take away the anxiety too about not knowing what is happening next. I find myself these days, even, you know, moments come up when I might not know what is my next direction or what is coming up in my life, that I feel, you know, I would in the past probably have felt really unsettled and nervous and thought about it all the time. But these days I can just rest in that knowing a little bit more. It's be okay because, you know, my intuition, my heart telling me something will come.
Right. Oh, nice. So let me just quickly do a little summary here, because we've talked about taking time for yourself, getting out in nature, tapping into a more natural sort of life rather than just living that fake processed food, chemical type life. you know, being true to who you are rather than building yourself out of shape to fit someone else's mold, tapping into your inner guidance, practicing acceptance. You know, there's so many things here. It really sounds like living a vibrant, powerful life to me, which of course is critical to me, very important. So Franziska, thank you so much for agreeing to be my guest today and sharing such important tips with us. I cannot believe our time is already up, but it is. I know that you've just launched a new website, right?
Yes.
And that is franziskastammen.com. And you're going to struggle with spelling that because she's got a beautiful little Z in the middle where you would expect an S or a C or something else. But you can get that link off of my website with the on the blog that is attached to this podcast, as well as on the Transformation Talk Radio page that is attached to this podcast. And so I really hope that people will go and check that out and see what resources you have there to share. So Franziska, we are pretty much out of time, but do you have anything else that you just quickly want to add in, a little parting message or something? I can give you about 10 seconds.
Oh, 10 seconds is too short, but I just like to say thank you, Debbie. It's been such a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, lovely. Well, thank you, Franziska, for being here with us today. Thank you to you, the listeners, for choosing to dedicate some of your precious time listening to us. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her guest, Franziska Stammen, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of vibrant, powerful moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.